Good morning, and thank you for joining me. I'm Consuela Chapman with Choices in Wellness. You know, as I reflected on the 2022 and all that it brought, the good, the not so good, I couldn't deny the fact that it was filled with loss. If I'm fully transparent, the first weekend of our training with you all, I lost my dear Domino, who had been with me since 2016. And earlier in the year, I lost my Aunt Catherine, who had been the family member that everyone in the community thought was my mother. We looked that much alike. She was also like a grandmother to my daughter. She passed away from cancer. And most recently, processing the tragic death of my brother-in-law at the age of 51, who died in a car accident. And all the celebrities that we've lost. And the loss of what could have been. Different opportunities. Some of us have experienced job losses, relationships ending. So with that, this meditation is special. And I'm inviting you to join me on this journey of processing grief and loss. So if you can please find a comfortable position. And if you may want to grab some tissue, just in case. You know, everyone processes grief in their own way, and there's no timetable on grief. You may need to dry your eyes if something were to come up. And that's okay. So let's start with taking in two deep cleansing breaths. As we'll be using our breath as an anchor to help ground us to the earth. You may want to close your eyes or lower your gaze. It's whatever is comfortable for you during this sit. Slowly breathe in deeply through your nose or your mouth, whatever your preference is. Maybe try to find the rhythm to the song. And if not, that's okay. No pressure. Become aware of what's happening to you right now. As you bring your attention to a personal loss, this could be a recent loss or a loss that you've been carrying for some time. It's whatever is coming up for you. If you find that this is difficult or think you can't do it, that's okay. just reconnect to the sound of my voice and just breathe. Just breathe. What bodily sensations are you noticing? Do you feel grounded, heavy, hollow, maybe even squirmy? Processing loss and our feelings could be uncomfortable for some, and that's okay. Just notice what's coming up for you without judgment. And I'm going to ask that you bring your attention to your heart. And if you want, place your hand over your heart and simply feel your heart beating. Feel your heart holding the grief, a loss is often described as a heartbreak or heart shattering. So just become aware of what's coming up for you. Now I'm going to ask that we move our attention to the throat. Oftentimes, that's the first place that we notice the feeling of grief, the aching, the tightness, a knotted lump can arise almost when we are about to cry or when we are attempting to hold in our emotion. Just notice where else grief is coming up for you. It could be the heart, the throat, the stomach, the shoulders. They all hold something. You see, the body processes loss without words, without judgment. Now let's direct our attention to our emotions. You see, during the grief cycle, there's often feelings of anger, despair, sadness, denial, before arriving at acceptance. You know, grief isn't linear. There's no timetable. And there should be no pressure to rush it. Just be gentle and patient with yourself. And don't judge what you're feeling. Only you know how you've been dealing with this loss. You may notice that the emotions come in like clouds. Sometimes there's a downpour, a sprinkle, or nothing at all. And that's okay. Just allow yourself to feel. If you start to get overwhelmed or feel uneasy, take a rest, a breath, and resettle, using the sound of my voice as your guide. As you let grief do its work, give yourself permission to feel and let yourself grieve. It's okay not to be okay. Take a moment to really process the change that has occurred in your life. And just breathe. 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 As you continue your grief journey, it is my hope that you're able to reclaim your eyes, ears, sensations of taste, touch and smell, and all of their fullness, knowing that is exactly what your loved one would want you to do. We are at the conclusion. And when you're ready, please open your eyes and bring your attention back to this present moment. I want to thank you for joining me. And I want you to thank yourself for doing something good for you. Until next time, take care.